Yesterday, the nation's eyes were trained on the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Charlottesville in particular. The violent results of the weekend were hard to watch and even harder to understand. The circumstances and differences that led to the confrontation are complex, and simple answers or responses to situations like that always turn out to be, instead, too simplistic. All over, there was talk of rewriting sermons across America to address this. I did not. From time to time, events will tempt pastors, and indeed me, to do exactly that. They will simply be too numerous to capture each one. You will be disappointed from time to time when I do not choose to speak about your impassioned issue, our shared purpose, even in the diversity of persons gathered here, is every Sunday to worship the God we share when we come here. But this one is so local and disheartening that I felt I must address it for just a moment. I come from a church whose modern chapter of ministry began when it literally bought the Klan out of Atlanta in the late 1920s and planted a new church home where those who practiced such hate had formerly gathered. So let me speak simply about what I do believe we can agree on. Hatred, racism, prejudice, intimidation, and violence are not permissible reactions to philosophical or ideological disagreements for Christians. In our time, the KKK and all forms of white supremacy, racism, and neo-Nazism often seek to invoke the name of Christ in support of their views and actions. And when they do so, they violate the commandment against taking the Lord's name in vain. That is, they dishonor God by claiming their actions are taken up under the cover of God's name. If you feel otherwise, you will have to show me later your biblical justification so that I'll be enlightened. This is not about first punches. This is not about free speech. This is about hate and Christianity's need to stand up against it. For now, I begin by looking within me. I look within me to search out my own latent prejudices and biases, to be honest about how I might perpetuate a culture or a system that thinks yesterday's outcomes are permissible. For now, I seek God's mercy upon me as a flawed, fragile believer. For now, I worship a God who can renew, transform, and guide.